Blog Talk Radio.
One year ago, I was touch and go. Time made me see of the mystery. Taught me that love and time will change your mind and make it right. Bring your darkness to the light. My heart sings every night. My love I bring to you.
back to the Real Talk for Real People study show on Blog Talk Radio Station. And if you know what this show is all about, it's all about studying the Most High Word in its most simplest form and trying to ascertain the meaning. What is the meaning for us, relationships are concerned, and so on and so forth. So, welcome to the show. And then that would apply to relationships also. That would apply to relationship because if you study in-depthly, you understand it is about relationships. Bottom line, interaction with relationship, they could be either constructive and they could be non-constructive. So, but those relationships are predicated on one relationship. That is relationship between the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. Most often, if you get that right, you will get everything else right because you know that you know they are connected together, okay? So it's essential that you get them right. I don't think Cottrell, it don't look like he may be with us today. So because, you know, there's death in the family. So I'm going to have to carry it along. It's going to be a rather short show. So, excuse me. So, but I do like to make some comments about contemporary subject matters. Internationally speaking, they say the vice president of this country seems to be in hot water. She seems to have run into a blunder. Excuse me. I think I need a sip of water. Bear with me. Okay. Now I'm back. I'm sorry. It is Kamala Harris, the vice president. It seems that the Jews are saying that she made a blunder or that she didn't defend their position when the Palestinian woman accused them of genocide. And some people don't seem to think that's right. But I didn't think she was the vice president of Israel, of the Jews. I thought she was the vice president of these United States of America. It's not in it. Why should it be her position to defend anyone, for that matter, other than the United States of America? Why is it her job to defend anyone? I mean, the young lady gave her opinion, and the young lady said what she said. As a Palestinian woman, she felt that it was genocide. Why would the Kamala Harris duty to defend the Jews? It wasn't her duty. The young woman said what she said, and she had a right to say what she, whatever she felt. And so I don't understand why they felt it was Kamala Harris' duty to defend the Jewish position in Palestine. No war, and it would be her job to defend the Palestinians, and so on and so forth. But she's not the president of Palestine. So my contention with that is, it's not her job to defend the Palestinians nor the Jews. Her job is to defend the United States of America. And also, did you guys see the new video out with Gabby? and Brian Laundrie, a murder, her alleged murder, because he ain't telling no secrets. And she's a classic example of a battered woman making excuses. But here's the deal, if it had been me, or anyone remotely looked like me, I'd still be in jail in Moab, Utah right now. See, that's universal white race supremacy at play. Trying to make the poor little lady out of her head. She just out of her head. She's crazy. You know how it go, boys. The poor little lady crazy. Why, she calling herself crazy. A classic example of a battered woman.
I did it. I was the fault. Yeah. It was my fault. I got my ass whooped. It was my fault. He hit me in my mouth.
Lady, please. It wasn't your fault. Now you're not here. It was that little criminal's fault. He put his hand on you. You don't put your hand on a woman under any circumstance. He laughing with, yeah, she's something special. Did you kill her? I hope they catch your ass. Okay? I pray they do. Ain't no man put his hand on a woman under any circumstances. Not unless she come running out of the kitchen with an AK-47 and two butcher knives. Then I would have to sit her back in that kitchen. Oh, it's true. I'm not laughing. I'm not putting women down. I'm just looking out for them. You don't put your hand on women under any circumstances. And as I said, she a classic example of a battered woman sinner, making excuses for the man he don't know no better. He just love me. Yeah, he loves you till you make a beautiful corpse of the call. If that's love, I don't want it. And as Tina Turner said, what love got to do? What love but a secondhand emotion? What love got to do with it? Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken? Oh, yeah, it's true. No, that ain't got nothing to do with love. That's just a brutal man. As I said, love is not trying to destroy something that it loves. That's control freak right there. That's all that was. He controlled her to her very death. So women out there, stop making excuses for these fellas. Stop having the battered woman syndrome. And knowing he did it because he wanted to do it and there was no excuse. And no, stop making excuses for him. Oh, he didn't understand. He was a little angry. He had the alcohol in him. All kind of excuses until you make a beautiful corpse in a coffin. Sometimes not so beautiful if they find remains too much, too little, too late. So my answer to that, first time, last time, and I assure you that product wasn't the first time on the side of the road. First time, last time, Addie should have got on a bus, got on a Greyhound, got on a Amtrak, and headed back home and put the law on him. True. All right. Let's get started in our studies. May the Most High bless you. Okay? So we turn to chapter 4 of Nehemiah. It's going to be a rather short chapter. We're not going to be here very long tonight by the looks of it. Remember we talked about Shablat and Tobiah, the instigators? Trying to instigate. There's always going to be instigators in your life. Trying to instigate and trying to get you to do the wrong things. When Shablat, Shabala, and Tobiah, and the Arabs, and the Ammonites, who are our cousins, and the Ashdodites, heard that healing had come to the wall, they had rebuilt the walls, and that the breach part had been filled in, it angered them very much. They were feeling some sort of way about that. And what do they do like they do against us today? They, I mean, different nations, they all conspire together to come and fight against the constructive and positive effort of Jerusalem. And riots are throwing into confusion. They like to keep us confused. If you don't know what this is, if you're confused about everything, that's the way they like to keep you confused about everything. Because of them, now here's the antidote for that. Because of them, we pray to our Elohim and set a watch over them day and night. Not only we pray, we watch too. Judah was saying, the strength of the basket carriers has failed. And there's so much trouble. There's so much rubble. We're not able ourselves to rebuild the wall. Our foes were saying, before they know or see it, we shall be among them and kill them and put a stop to this worry. Since the Yehudites living near them would arrive, they would tell us time and again from all the places where you should come back to us. I stationed on the lower level of the place behind the walls on the bare rock itself. I stationed people by their families with their swords at the ready, their lances and their bows. Then I decided to exhort the nobles, the governors, and the rest of the people. Here's what Nehemiah said he told them. Nehemiah said, do not be afraid of them. Think of the great and awesome Yah. Get plugged in and fight for your brothers, your sons and daughters, your wives and homes. See, that's a time and place. You know, I know a whole lot of folks like to get on TV after folks can kill their family, murder and butcher their family, rape their wife, even rape their dog. I know they like to get on TV and make a show of it.
I would give them for raping my wife and my little children and killing them. I ain't about to damn do no mess like that.
And I think anybody that does, they're a damn fool. It's time and place to take up arms. It's time and place not to be the aggressor, but defend yourself. Plug in the Yah and defend yourself. Yahshua going to defend himself. You better believe it. He's going to defend his loved ones. You better believe it. I'm not going to be on nobody's TV and the local news.
I like it. Forget a guy that burnt my house down, raped my wife, he raped the dog. The Lord forgive him.
No, it'd be a different tune for me. I sent him to where my wife and children and the dog was so he can ask them to forgive him. I sent him where they was.
You better believe it.
Oh, it's true. I sent him where my wife was. I sent him where he sent my wife. I sent him where he sent my daughters. I sent him where he even sent my dog. The dog. So he can ask them to forgive me. I can't forgive him. He didn't kill me. But I made sure he was introduced to my family or in Sheol. I had a proper introduction instead of getting on TV crying for these folks. Don't give a thought about you. They ain't caring about raping and killing your wife. They ain't caring about raping and killing your children. Even raping and killing a little dog. Come on now. I guess that's when you're not educated properly. You want to get on local news or the national news talking about forgiving folks. You don't give a rat's behind about your behind and your kinfolk. As I said, according to the Songs of Solomon, I believe that's Ecclesiastes. There's a time for everything under the sun. It's time to defend oneself. You're not the aggressor. You're defending oneself. Sitting there crying in the corner while he's raping and killing your folk. Man, you're crazy. He said, when our enemies learned that it become known to us, since Yah had thus frustrated their plans, he Yah, when Yah is in the equation, you know, you have that X factor. You got to have Yah to have that X factor, which he did, which Yah, he frustrated their plans. We could all return to the wall, each to his work. From that day on, half of my servants did work and half held lances and shields. See, from that day on, that day forth, everybody, there was some folk working, and there was some folk watching and waiting. Okay? And so sometimes you got to have some folk working. Sometimes you got to have somebody watching and waiting. So you can put some hurting on them, some folks, okay? Instead of getting on national news and crying, talking about the year. All right. And they held lances, shields, bows, and armor. An officer stood behind the whole house of Yehuda, who were revealing the war. The basket carriers were burdened, doing work with one hand, while on the other had a weapon. They not only working with one hand, they had a weapon on the ready at the other hand. They weren't leaving no stone unturned for as defense is concerned. Not only you had half of them working, half of them watching, even those that were working with, they were armored up, ready to put up a fight for their homes, their wives, their daughters, and family, and so on and so forth. Time and place for everything, brothers and sisters. Because that's your wife. That's your child. That's even your little dog. As for the builders, each had his sword girded at his side as he was building. Now they had a trumpeter stood beside me. So they had a trumpeter. If something went down, the trumpeter stood beside me so I could notify the folks something going on. Because I said that was two and almost a half mile of work they were doing. And so they were quite a ways off from each other so they could all come to the aid and assist. I said to the nobles, the governors, and the rest of the people, there's much work, and it's spread out. I mean, we scattered all over here, 2.5 miles. We're scattered all over the wall, far from one another, is what I said. When you hear a trumpet, that is called to the ready. Gather yourself to me at this place. Come to me. I, Elohim, will fight with us. Not only we got to come together, but most important, make sure you're plugged into Yah. Do not leave Yah at the equation. Yes, I would defend my family, but I'm always pray to Yah. I'm not going to pray to save my enemy. I'm going to pray that I can crush him. Y'all soon, y'all be ashamed. No, I ain't. I'm going to pray to the Most High so I can crush my enemy. Because I'm like King Dog. I come looking for peace. But you want war. So if you're looking for war, if you're looking for something, I'm going to make sure you get what you're looking for. Just like Elvis Presley had a song. Remember that white fella? If you're looking for trouble, you come to the right place. So if you're looking to hurt me, my family, my friends, my loved ones, even my little dog, I'm going to plug into y'all. I'm going to put a hurting on you. I'm going to try to crush you, man. I'm not going to try to get on no news, crying, snot running out, but no, forgive him. Forgive him. My wife, I forgive you. I forgive you for raping and killing my little daughters and little boys. Man, what is wrong with you? What's wrong with you, man? That ain't what I'm praying for. Now, I'm praying they stay out of my way, I stay out of their way. But if they come my way, may the Most High bless me, so I crush them. That's what Yom Suh playing. I ain't looking for no trouble, but I'm not running from none either. I'm not running from protecting my wives, my children, my family, my friends, and so on and so on, even the little dogs in the community. And I'm not about to get on national TV to my forgive them. I'm not going to do that. Okay? So don't even look for it. And so he says, Nehemiah, we got to have Yah, we got to have the X factor, and we got to unify together. So we worked on while half were holding lances from the break of day until the start. Man, they worked all day from daybreak to the stars in the sky. Man, they worked all day long. They were serious about rebuilding that wall. Our father said to the people at that time, that every man with his servant lodge and stay in the city, that we may use the night to stand guard and the day to work. So somebody can be watching at night. See, your enemy come all kind of times. They don't have a special time to come. The enemy come at you all types of hours, all type of time. You know, you may be trying to get your meter rest. They still coming. So be prepared for your enemy to come. And be prepared to defend yourself. And be always plugged into Yah. Okay? Nor did I, my brothers, my servants, or the guards follow me ever take off my... Man, them guys didn't even take their clothes off. They mind me of Marines, which I was at one time. Ready roll. We slept ready roll. Only thing you had to do is throw your boots on. And grab your weapon. These guys slept like the first division of Marine Infantry. They were ready. They weren't looking for no trouble. See, some of y'all ain't ready. Some of y'all are not ready to defend yourselves. See, these brothers and sisters knew what kind of folk they were dealing with. So they were prepared to deal with them accordingly. They were ready roll. And sometimes you got to sleep ready roll. Be prepared for anything. As King Solomon said, there's a time and a place for everything. Or each his weapon. They kept their weapon close by. Even at water. Even when they went to get a drink of water at the bathroom. That cold-blooded. Even when they went to the bathroom. Even when they went to get a drink of water to the bathroom. They were ready. These guys were on point, like I said, 1st Marine Division Infantry. And that's how we operated in the Marine Corps. We took our weapons anywhere. You know, I remember the Marine Corps, when you didn't know anything about weaponry, you were novice to the idea. And you'd go in there, that's my rifle. The Marine drill instructor would straighten you up real quick. He said, that ain't no rifle. He said, that's your weapon. He was pointing to two different areas. And I think you can catch my drift. And I'm not going to get too specific in what I'm saying. And he was pointing to two areas on your body. One where you had your weapon and another part of your body. He said, that is your weapon. And that is your rifle. One is for survival. And one is for fun. Okay. You know, I get beside myself sometimes. You know, I do apologize. But, you know, I throw that in there. Okay. All righty, you know, as I said, tonight was going to be a rather short study. But I will give praises to the Most High. I will give praise to the Most High for everything. And I promised him I will give praise for my health, for my soul that be restored for his name's sake. Because everything I have, everything that I hope to be, it's because of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. And I like to give thanks to him for that. Protecting me from the plague, protecting me from universal white race supremacy, and making my dreams come true. And he says, I will give you the desires of your heart. That's just not doing nothing. You got to be doing something. You got to be plugged in. and stay plugged in. And what I mean by plugged in, you got to stay humble, contrite, and stay away from lying folks, and don't be lying. And stay away from wicked folk, and don't be wicked. And try to do something for your brothers and sisters in a constructive and positive fashion, even strangers, different nations, if you can. And most often, sometimes you can't. And you got to stay out their way and pray to the Most High that they stay out of your way. And if they run across you, put their hand on you, well, you know what you got to do. It's a dirty job, but somebody got to do it. You got to defend yourselves. All this nonsense. Some of y'all talking about y'all waiting on Jesus to save y'all. Man, please. You've been waiting 402 years, and they still been whooping y'all, killing y'all, lynching y'all, whatever they want to do to y'all. Still waiting on Jesus, okay? Keep on waiting. I'm going to wait on the Most High. And once I get my instruction from the Most High to protect my family and my friends and my brothers and sisters, which is every day, I got my orders. I ain't looking for no trouble, but I'm not running from none. I mean, I walk away from trouble all day long. They can call me all kind of names. They want to call me and then some. But once you cross the line, get in my space, put your hand on me and my folk, all bets off. And if I'm going down, I'm going down with a fight. And I'm going to make sure I take you down with me. Okay? That's what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to try to send you to She-Hulk. I'm going to try to crush you. Okay? It ain't nothing personal. You trying to get at me? I'm going to try to get at you. I'm not hostile. You got the problem. I'm going to try to solve it. All praises to the Most High. And I love the Most High. And I love my brothers and sisters. And I certainly love my family. And so I'm not looking for that kind of stuff because I know being a man of war, when I was a young guy, it ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun. And so sometimes you got to do some things you have to do. And that's just the way it is sometimes. You got some evil folks out there do dastardly things to you and your family and could think no ways about it. They've done it, and they will. Not only universal white race supremacists, walking dead Negroes and Negresses. They'll do it to you, too. So you got to be prepared, stay plugged into Yah. And I told someone the other day, I'm like Black Mr. Rogers of the neighborhood. Welcome to the neighborhood, boys and girls. I'm like that until you make me Mr. Hyde. Oh, you know, Mr. Hyde? Oh, you know, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. You know, you heard it before. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. You know, Dr. Jekyll was rather refined. This is as a yum soup. I try to be rather refined and cordial and courteous. I say there, everything is top of the morning to you. Have a fantastic day. Cheer, cheer, cheer. But don't let Mr. Hyde come out. Keep Dr. Jekyll on sight, okay? He's a very, very pleasant, refined person. Don't make Mr. Hyde come out. All right. All praises to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. And bless him for taking care of us, taking care of each of you, taking care of Cartrell during his trying times, the loss in his family, his sister. Y'all pray for him. Y'all pray for us, and you pray for each other. And let me bring Abia on from New York City. Sister Abia, may the Most High bless you. I know you got some praise and thanksgiving to the Most High. We're all ears.
Whatever is going on. Shalom, Brother Young Society. Yes, indeed. I tried last Friday, but my phone kept at cutting me off.
Yes, I saw how it cut off and whatnot. I didn't know what was going on.
Yes, but I concur with all the praises that you gave to y'all. I definitely do. And I want to say that I praise them for life, all life, because if you're living and you able to breathe, then you have a purpose that you have to fulfill. And I believe we all have a purpose to fulfill so we can get back on track, stay on track, and do Yah's work. And
exactly.
The other thing, I praise him for letting you carry on this platform, even when Contrail is not here, because you yourself know and I know that Yah's word must still get out. So our people can come together and repent and stay on the right track.
Amen.
So I just wanted to say thank you. And
Shalom.
Have a safe weekend.
And you have a safe weekend when you see Contrail at the film. Tell him Young Soup love him, man. Okay?
I sure will.
And give him a hug for me. So Soup told me give you a hug for me.
I sure will.
Right. I'm sorry about your sister, okay? And you be safe out there, Javier.
I sure will.
Hey, and wear your mask at the funeral, okay?
Oh, I always do. I plan on that. You know I've been through the battles.
Okay. Y'all know you had. Yeah, you had that thing. Yeah.
Yeah, but y'all brought me out of it. I'm still not taking none of that shot and nothing, because if it happens again, y'all bring me out of that storm again, too.
You better believe it. You better believe it. All right, Abby, y'all, may the Most High bless you.
Bless you too. Shalom.
Shalom. Well, fellow students, been a short, quick night. I don't know much about anything. I just know what my study says, what the Most High said. But I do know this for certain. You're getting ready to get out of here. You've been listening to this study on the Real Talk for Real People show. I want the Most High to bless each of you, that he directed onto yourself, that you stop leaning to your own understanding, that you understand the significance and importance of this relationship with him, and also with one another, and also with nations that want to have a constructive and positive relationship with you, because all nations don't want to, but some nations certainly do it. Act constructively in that regard. And we always like to suggest at each study session that you got the right spirit for this. You need the right spirit, which is contrite to the Most High, a humble to the Most High, and toward one another, not toward your enemies, not toward people trying to kill you or kill your folk, not toward them, but a humble spirit toward the Most High and your brothers and sisters who are humble toward the Most High. And also the right kind of heart, which would look like a heart that loves the Most High with all that heart, all that mind, all that soul, and all your strength. And in conjunction with that and relative to that, loving your neighbor, which is your brothers and sisters, universally speaking, as you love yourself. And you must love yourself, because if you can't love yourself, it's virtually impossible to love anyone else. I don't care what they call you. I don't care if they say you're black, you're ugly, you ain't got good hair, you can't think, you can't add two and two together. I don't care what they say. You are special. No matter what label or title they try to put on you, you are special. And the Most High love you. Pray for me. I'll pray for you. We love you. Shalom and good night.